Simin Tov Reish Mem Hei Sif Gimel through Sif Hei. Be'ezer Hashem. Sif Gimel, the halachas of Nechlakat Yemis. So we saw that there is really eight shittas that are brought down the Rishonim, the Birkei Yaakov, Bikurei Yaakov. Sorry, brings down all eight of them. We really saw them. They're brought down in the Beis Yosef, in the Dakamisha, Mishnah Brura, and the first shita is the Gaonim, that they hold that there's the two top leaves got split from each other, either like the Beis Yosef, it means the two Tiyemis, or like the Taz, it means the Tiyemis from the leaf next to it, even if it's not also a Tiyemis. Tosfos and Bava Kamma said that the two leaves are split, lav dafka that they were attached, but it's split in between the top two leaves into the Shedra a little bit. Rashi learns that the two top leaves have to split, and the Shedra has to split until the next level of leaves underneath it. The fourth shita is the Rambam and the Rif. They paskin that Nechlakat Yemis means not just the top leaves, it means Roiv of the leaves, like Tesis is Nifritsu. That Roiv of the leaves split in the middle, the part of the leaf that attaches both sides of the leaf together, what we call the Tiyemis of the top leaf, the Tiyemis of each leaf, split in Roiv. The fifth sheet is the Orzarua, who brought down Rashi, that we're talking about not two leaves at the top, rather one leaf at the top, that got split down all the way to the Shedra, and into the Shedra down to the next row of leaves. Then there's the Smak B'Shem Rashi, that says that it's just the Olam Tzoyis down to the Shedra. The Ran brings down that it's the Olam Tzoyis Berubo, and the Ritz and the Ram bring down Yesh Meparshim, Yesh Machmirim, that it's the Olim Tzoyis Afilu B'miyutai. So it's Mamesh, Menakotze Lekotze, Kidmini means Roiv Olim Berubai, or even one leaf B'miyutai. La'aloch L'maisa, how do we paskin? So Machaber brings down the Rif in the Rambam, which is L'chor, the most Mekel Shita, that is Roiv of the leaves Berubon. The Ramah says, no, we paskin like Rashi, that it's the top leaf, what we call the Tiyemis, until the Shedro. However, Mitzam and Amuvchor, to be Machmer even B'kol Shehu, even b'miyutoi, like the Yesh Machmirim. And the Mishnah Brura seems to go b'machriya, like the Ran, that it's totally in Berubai. Like, because that's the Achra of the Goin, it's totally Berubai, and without that, he says, Ein Lachmer, says the Goin, less than Rubai, Mi'ikr Dedino. However, there is the Yesh Machmirim, that is a Chumra, L'chura, that's brought down in the Ramah, that to be Machmer, even afilo b'miyutoi. Now, what is that Mitzvah Mona Mufchar? What's Nichla in the Mitzvah Mina Mufchar? So Mishnah Brura says, why is there a Mitzvah Mina Mufchar to be Machmer Afilu B'Miyutoi? Hainu Im Yeshli Lulav Acher, Aval Ein Tzorech Levarach Aluv Shal Chavir Mishnah Zeh, V'Taimam, he says, what, Yesh Machmer, V'Taimam Da Idei HaNa'anuim Rav Elias B'Seif Et Sadek Uloi. Because through the Na'anuim, it could be that it's going to open up entirely. That Tam L'Chur, that the Mishnah Brura is saying, L'Chur only passes according to one of the Pirushim, in this Yesh Machmirim. We saw that there's Machlekes the Taz and the Chaya Adam, the Mishnah Brura brings down. The Taz says, even according to the Yesh Machmirim, it doesn't mean to be Machmir Mamish B'mashehu, it means to be Machmir only if it's a Tefach. Even if it's not Raiv, if it's already a Tefach, then to be Machmir. But less than a Tefach, says the Taz, you don't have, there's no even ending to be Machmir. Chaya Adam says, no, to be Machmir Afilu B'choshu, even B'mashehu. The Machzir Shekel's Masber the Taz, he says that the Lashon of the Rishonim is not Kol Shehu, the Lashon of the Rishonim is Miyutai. So it's different than Kol Shehu, it's only if it's a Tefach. Now, if you understand that the Pshat is like the Taz, then it's only a Tefach, then you understand what the Vard is. Like the Machzir Shekel said, there's no Indian of Kol Shehu over here. The Machmirim said Miyutai. Why Miyutai is there Indian to be Machmir? Because maybe I say the Nanum, it's going to open to Rubai. However, if you understand that the Vard is like the Chaya Adam, that it's Afilu B'Kol Shehu, where do you get it from Afilu B'Kol Shehu? If you look in the Nishmas Adam, he says where he got it from. The Ran says, Asu Reishe Shel Lulav Kechoit Moi Shel Esrig, the Poisel Afilu B'Kol Shehu, the same way that Nektam passes Afilu B'Kol Shehu in the Tiyemis. So to Nechlaka is going to pass him Soduk, he says over there, even though by us that's Soduk Hemnik, like the Bir Alacha says at the end. But he says that the Din of Nechlaka, if it's Soduk Nizdaka, in an Oifen that's Pasel, in an Oifen that's problematic, it's Afilu B'Kol Shehu. And Memela, he says that even a kosher is going to passel, it's a Reisha Shalulav Kechaitim Shal Esrik. If that's the reason why, L'chura, then it has nothing to do with the fact that when you're going to shake it, it's going to open more. That's the reason, because since everybody sees the top of the Lulav, you have to be more Machmer with the top of the Lulav. But not because Be'etzem, that means that Be'etzem is a problem. It's not that there's there's a chash that maybe come to be Rubai. No, even B'miyuta is a problem. That Lachur would be, the Tam would Lachur only be according to the Taz, not according to the Chai Adam. However, if you look at the Chai Adam inside, the Chai Adam himself says it Lahedya. He says, Afilu B'mashu it's possible, because Ayidei that Anum it's going to open more. And he says, and now it's possible, the Kol Ha'oimid Li Sadek Ki Sadek Dami. That's what he says. Even B'mashu it's already Ki'ilo as it's Nizdak Legamri, and therefore it's possible. So, Lachura, it's a little bit Tzarech Bir, because he's quoting Iran mitzad echad. Iran says that it's possible be'etzem because that's a reisha shaluk kachayt mishal asuch reisha shaluk kachayt mishal esrik, and then he brings down the reason is because it's not be'etzem possible. It's only because it's going to open up more. Not exactly clear in the chayodim, but that's the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe you could say that even though we're bringing down this tam, if you look at the rishonim, that say the Ritva, the Iran, that both bring down this yesh machmirim, something very interesting. They say that it only apostles Berubai, and then they say Yesh Machmirim that apostles B'miyutai, and he says it's Kedai to be Machmir for these Yesh Machmirim, because Ayidei the Na'anuim, says the Ritva, it could open up more. Also says the Rant, he doesn't say Ayidei the Na'anuim, but he says Kedai to be Machmir for them. The Shaila is, what is he saying? He's saying that because of the Na'anuim, therefore we should pass it already now? Or he's saying that Be'etzem we hold Mikra Adin, that it's only possible when it's Rubai. However, there's a Shita that holds B'miyutai. Now, should we be Machmer like that Shita? No, we don't have to be Machmer. But since there's a Svar that even by B'miyutai, it might open up to Rubai, so it's Kedai to be Machmer for that Shita, because, not for the reason of the other Shita. Could be that the other Shita held that it's possible because also Reisha Shal Lul of Gechayt Meshal Esrig. However, we'll be Mitzdar of two Svaras together to be Machmer. First of all, there's a Yesh Machmirim, says Ritva. As that, make our din, we don't have to be choishish, but there's another svara. It might come to be rubai. So therefore, either because I'm going to list the sadek tummy, or you're not going to realize before when you're taking it, and it might be sadek, so therefore we're going to pass it already now. Therefore, we should be choishish for the yesh machmirim, because there's another svara as well. So it could be that there is, all we're trying to say is, it could be that there is another svara of the machmirim that apostles b'miyutai, because intrinsically it's possible when it's inherently, it itself is possible. It's not because of chashash that something's going to happen. The lulav as it is possible because asur chayis meishal lulav reisha shalulav kachadim shal esrik. However, that in and of itself is not enough of a svarat apostle. It's only because we're chayishish that maybe it's going to open up. Therefore, we're chayishish for that shita that apostle b'mashu. What's the difference? What the reason is why it's possible? Lachar is a big difference because can you go ahead? Let's say your lulav is open a little bit. Can you go ahead and glue it together, that it should be closed all the way? I want to be choshish for the Chai Adam, that it's pasul be afilu b'mashu, or a tefach, whatever the sheet is according to the Taz, that's the miyuta that it pasuls. And my lulav is open. I looked already for 15 lulavim. I can't. They're all open. What should I do? I'll buy one. Savvy side are cheaper. And I'll glue it up. So, if the whole chash is a chash that maybe it's going to open more, but be'etzem it's not really possible. So you made it in your life and that's not going to open more. L'chur your makayim, the mitzvah menomuvchur. The mitzvah menomuvchur is only because there's a chash that's going to open more. It's not going to open up more, even though it's open. But it's not going to open up anymore. It's not going to go to Rubai. Mashenkin, if the word is that also reisha shalulav k'choit meshal esrig, then it's not going to help you to close it. It's already possible. It's be'etzem possible. What is going to help you to close it together if it's already possible? So the truth is that the La'alach L'maisa, Dain Fisher in his Askama to Dalin Mina Masholim, he writes there that you could glue it, that it shouldn't open up anymore. That's not a problem. And Rosh Hashanah and something like that are also, it's not a problem. You're allowed to glue it, that it shouldn't open up anymore. And Kinira, that's the Milo, you'd have the Milo of the Mitzvah Min HaMuvchor. Now, that's only today that it shouldn't open up anymore. But if it's already opened more, it's opened more than the amount that's just mitzvah min HaMuvchor. It's already opened Rubai. So it's already possible maker as in. Now you want to go ahead and close them and stick them together with glue. That's already much more shver. That's not so simple anymore. Because now you're being machshir a psul, and you can't be machshir a psul Ayidei glue. L'chor, it's a bummy kreh psul that you wouldn't be able to do, that l'chor would be possible. We'll see, it's not so simple. The truth is that Dayan Fisher was metzade that even a hemnik, you could be machshir aydei glue. However, with regard to this, it seems that most paiskim say that once it's pasul, you wouldn't be able to be machshir it. We'll see, maybe there's a difference between nechleka and hemnik. Possibly. But it seems that most of the paiskim said once it's already pasul, then you can't do it. You can't, especially if you understand that nechleka is not l'kichot tamo, is a chesaron l'kichot tamo, then in a chanami, it's not going to help you to glue it up. It's not l'kichot tamo. If it's maybe al todar, then there's what to talk about. We'll leave that for Sifhei when we talk about spray painting our lulavim. So to glue the lulav, that it shouldn't open up anymore, is not a problem. It's not bal tesef either. Why is it not bal tesef? Either because there's no mamashis, or because it's not nikar b'chlal, doesn't look like you're taking anything else. However, to be machshir a lulav which is already pasul, i.e. gluing it together, that most of the priests can say is usur, does not help you. A similar type of shayla that's talked about is, let's say, the two top leaves are split a little bit, but in between the two top, the top leaf is split a little bit. The tiamis is split a little bit. However, there's kuro, that brown stuff, that holds it together. In between the two leaves, you see that there's kuro. So you can't really split it apart. You see that they're not mamish touching. One is not touching the next one. There's a little brown in between. But l'chura, it's held together in an oifen that it's not going to open up when you shake it. Is that a chesaron? Let's say I'm choishish for the chay adam, that even b'miyuta is a problem. Or the kura goes down even a tefach. Is that not a mitzvah min a mufkar or not? L'chura, there shouldn't be a chshash that it's going to open up anymore. So there are those that say in a chanami, the Shevet Halevi says, l'chura is not a problem, there's no chshash that's going to open up. B'meila, in case it's a Beis Levi, says, that's kilo as if it's mechubar, it's not a problem. L'chur is no different than the glue that we said beforehand. However, there are those that said, no, that's already not considered chibur. There's already something in between. It's not just like the glue that the two leaves are touching each other and you glue them together, so there's no chshash that it's gonna open up. Here, there's something mamish in between the two leaves, and therefore, l'chur, that's not considered as if the leaves are closed to the top, and therefore, you wouldn't have the maila of the mitzvah min ha-mubchar. L'maisa l'chur, it's a big chumrah, even though there are many that are machum for this. However, it seems that it would be a big chumra because Medina, Betzem, everybody holds that it's not possible. We're not choshish for that, Shita Yechido. And the Mishnah says, only says Ruboy. And Befad, if it's not a Tefach, then you have the Taz. Elamai Sechaya Adam. Could be that the whole Chshash is only Chshash. The way the Mishnah brings it down is that it's going to open more. And here it's not going to open more. So what's a Chshash? So Chura, one wouldn't have to be machmer if he gets a nice lulav with that. However, since there are so many hundreds and thousands of lulavim, then Be'etzem, it's easier, it's not too hard to find the luluf that's closed to the top, and therefore, if you have the yichurlis, get it. Why bring it, get yourself into shalis? But Be'etzem, it's only a chumrah on a chumrah, and if you have something else to do, like learn, then yesh la'ayin. Now, me'inlinin bo'yse'inin, what happens if you have the two top leaves, two tiyamis, that a double tiamis, what we call, I sent out pictures to the Olam, I hope the Olam saw them, a double tiamis, that the Shedra ends in two leaves that are coming out of the exact same spot, and those two leaves are held together with Kira. In such a case, one should be careful not to split those leaves apart from each other. Because even though we're not choshish for the Ga'inim, that say that if the two top leaves split from each other, that it's pasul. L'maisa, that's a shiti chida, and Taisus didn't seem to be chayshish. No one's really chayshish for the halacha. However, there are those that say one should be machmer. The Bach, the Yamshal Shleimoy, even though the Mishnah Berurah and the Ramah and the Nesikim over here in the Shulchan Aruch don't bring it down. However, there are shittas that bring it down. So why go ahead and pasul it biodayim by splitting apart with the kuro? No reason to do that. Leave it closed together with the kuro. If you want to be able to shake your lulav, that it should be roi lananuim, make sure that the other leaves on the side are split from each other. However, the top two leaves, one should take care not to split, because then you'll pasul it according to the goinim. Let's say somebody has a two tiyamis, and they're not stuck together with kuro. So it's kosher, especially Tesa says that kenzan even lefi the goinim, it's only pasul in a case where they were stuck together and then they split, but if it was never stuck together, then even the goinim or maskim is not pasul. Hakalam akayim yavim shalem, two tiyamisin. Then you realize that one of the tiyamisin is split. What's the halacha? Is that considered nechlekat yomis or no? It's only one of them. You need two of them to be split. So the Mishnah Berurah is mitzadeid lahachmir. He brings down the shayla and he says, "Vim nechlekat echad mehem pasul." If one of them is nechlekat, it's pasul. And not only that, he brings down the sharatim. Then lefi the shitas that are machmir b'mashu or be miksasai, then even be miksasai, it's going to be pasul if one of them is going to be cut. Now the shayla is. That lechura for the olim halavai that the olim already saw. I hope in siv vav in siv katan chav ches, the Mishnah Berurah says when it comes to nekdam that they're matzayin it here on the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah that the Mishnah Berurah says when it comes to nekdam if you have two tiyamis and one of the tiyamis is knocked off, it's nekdam, then it's kosher. Yesh letzadi that it's kosher. Mechem letzadi b'sev b'kuri yakev. What's the difference between two tiyamis that one is nechlako and two tiyamis and that one is nekdam? If we have to be choshes that each one is a tiyamis, they both should be possible. If you don't have to be choshes, they both should be kosher. The truth is, if you look at the Chazinish and the Chanami, it's mitzadi that both of them are kosher. What's pshat in the Mishnah Berurah? So, if you look at the Berurah Kuri Yaakov that he quotes, there is a mahalach. I would have thought to say, Pashur Balabatish, what will come out from the way that we saw in the Shittas of Rishonim, is that there's a difference between Nechlaka tiyamis and Nekdam Reshe. We saw that there's three different Lashonis that are brought down with regard to Psuvim in the Mishnah and in the Brises. There's Olav, Nifritzu Olav, Nifritzu Olav. Then there's Tiyemis, Nechlekat Tiyemis. And then there's Reishai, Nektam Reishai, or a Kaf of Asadik, according to some Rishonim, it's in Reishai. But it says in Nektam Reishai, what's the difference between Tiyemis and Reishai? Prefat, if you hold, the Nektam is in the Tiyemis. What's the difference between Reishai and Tiyemis? So if you see that when it comes to Nektam Reishai, it's not clear what is the ratio of the lulav. Bechlal, the rabbi says ratio of the lulav is referring to the shedra, it's not referring to the olin. Some say it's the olin ha'elyonim. That's what the top of the lulav is. And the Bialach has three different pshatim. What does olin ha'elyonim mean? Does it mean the top two? Does it mean the top three? Does it mean the leaves that start below the shedra and end above the shedra, all those leaves? What's considered olin ha'elyonim? But it's clearly that ratio means not just the tiyemis. Ratio means the top of the lulav. Sometimes the top of the lulav is only one leaf. If there's only one leaf, then that's the top of the lulav. But if you have two leaves, then the top of the lulav is no reason that it should be one more than the next. They're both of them. And if you have a nektam of only half, then you have a nektam of miktas. That's like Tesis says in the Daf Testament Beis that one leaf of a tiyamis is not a nektam reishai. So too, if you have two tiyamis in and it's nektam only one, it's also not going to be nektam reishai. As opposed to nechlekat tiyamis, that's not telling the reishai, that's telling the tiyamis. Now which one is the tiyamis? We have a suffix because we have two. And therefore, misav is fake, and you have to go to the chumrah. The difference, what's the psul? Is the psul the reish got knocked off? Is the whole reish didn't get knocked off? If the psul is the tiyamis, maybe the tiyamis got, it's possible. The meila by nechlaka echad min the tiyamis is going to be possible, and nektam echad from the reish, it's not going to be kosher. Certainly one could be mako by nektam, even the chazanish's machmer is mako with that. With regard to a nechlaka, then lechatchilo, one should be machmer, the mishmur is machmer. And that's another reason why one should not get a lulav lechatchilo that has two tiyamis. Because you have double the amount of issues. Because you have your nechlaki, you have to worry about both of them. And lefi the ga'inim, it's also possible, possibly. So even though we're not chayish for the ga'inim, but there is a bach and a yamshel shalom that are chayish for them. Why get yourself into shayla in the first place? Just get a lulav that has one tiyamis. You have less shaylas and less issues. And b'meila, it's more mehudar lechatchilo. It's not possible if it has two tiyamis in, and it could even be mehudar aleph 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 lechatchilo. However, lechatchilo, when you're looking, there's no reason to look for two, and you can look for one and have less shaylas. Now, when does nechlaka pasul? What days does nechlaka pasul? Does it pasul on the first day? Does it pasul all the days? Not clear. But Pashas Rira said that nechlaka is a chsarn in hadar. And then it's Matali Machlokes Rishonim. We paskin, like the Ramah paskin, the Tafer Ishmem Tes, if hey, then Hodr pasels all 7 days. It could be B'shas Atchak, then we're Mekel by Hodr, like we said by Lulav Yavish. However, the Magen Avraham later on in Sifkatan Zayin says that Nechlakat, he brings down from Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Nechlakat Yemis is possible because it's Lekicha Tamo. It's not Tamo, and therefore it pasels, but according to that, Lekicha Tamo only pasels on the first day. Memela nechlekat yemis are only possible on the first day, it wouldn't possible on the rest of the days. Kiva Eger on that Magen Avraham is Matmiya, then Lacheris Mavur and Tesvis on the Chavtesim and Beis Nektam, that the Psul is al Psul Hadar. We would have thought, Tesvis says, that nechlekat is more Hadar, then Nitla is more Hadr than Nechlaka. Maestri said, we're handling a Psul of Hadr. It's not a Psul of Nechlaka Tiyumis. And Mimela is going to pass all 7 days, and then Zonu Kiviger. The Chaim Ubracha says that even if you want to say, be Machmir for Kiv Eger, he brings down from the Marasham. Marasham says that you're allowed to make a bracha on a Nechlakat Yemis on the second day. Why? It's a Svek Sveka. Suffolk whether or not the Psul is also Nechlaka, Likichatama, or Hadar. If it's Likichatama only passes the first day, Hadar passes on the rest of the days. Even if you want to say it passes on Hadar, there is a Machlakat Yushin, whether or not Hadar passes on the rest of the days. So you're right, we're Machmir. But it's a big machlokes rishenim. They're around the ritva. They hold that there's no psalm on the rest of the days. Memela of hadar on the rest of the days. Memela, you'll be able to tzvek tzveka, you'll be allowed to make a bracha. Now there happens to be a chiddush that you can make a bracha. I remember once asking Rabbi Berkowitz about drinking coffee, and Mr. Brewer says when you drink coffee, you should leave over a revius at the end, so you should be able to drink it quickly and make a brain of hashis. So I said, lachur, you have a tzvek tzveka to make a brain of hashis. First of all, there's a shittas that hold that you have the amount of time that it takes kedei achilas pras, even when you're drinking, which is 4 minutes. And even those that hold that, it's not telling that, it's telling how long it takes to drink. Hot drinks, it's a suffix, whether or not it's a difference. There's machlekes, those that say that hot drinks, that takes longer, you have more time. You have a svek sveka to make a bracha. So he says to me, what? You think it's so pasha that you're allowed to make a bracha if you have a svek sveka? Mr. Bruce says, well, not that way. He says that when it comes to a burial, let's say a person eats a grape, an entire grape, and it's a suffix, whether or not the grape is a kezias. If it's a kezayis, he has to make a bracha achrona. If it's not a kezayis, he doesn't make a bracha achrona. But even if it's not a kezayis, if it's a burial, Yerushalmi says on a burial you have to make a bracha achrona if it's less than a kezayis. It's a shad whether or not we pass like that. So it's a svek sveka, suffolk whether or not it's kezayis. Even if it's not a kezayis, maybe you have to make a bracha achrona, it's a burial. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even so, svek sveka, you don't make a bracha. So what's pshat over here that you make a bracha on the second days? He says you're allowed to take it on the second days and make a bracha by nechlekel. So lachur over here, gatayna, like, if Aaron Reich wanted a taino, then over here the shell is not, the svek svek is not should you make a bracha. The svek svek is it kosher or not? Once the svek svek is machriya, that it's kosher, then maybe you can make the bracha. In the case of the making a bracha by the burial, or kedemi, by the brain of fashas on the coffee, there that svek svek is whether or not you can make the bracha. Svek svek is not machriya. However, when Safik brachas, Safik brachas hako, says that even by svek svek, you don't make it. But over here the Safik is not, it's not klapi the bracha. It's not klapi the mitzvah. Svek Sveka tells you that nechlaka is kosher on the rest of the days. Once that tells you it's kosher, the meila, you're yoytze with, you're allowed to make a bracha also. Agav, I just want to be mitzayin, one nekuda, and that is that the chumrah of mashahu is brought down in the Ritva Naran. Now, the Ritva Naran both hold that hadar, maybe they're quoting Yesh Machmir, maybe it's a different shita, I don't know. But they both hold that hadar only passes the first day. So lechura, there's no makim to be machmir be'etzem on the more than after, let's say the first day of Yom Tov is Shabbos, and you only keep one day, so you're only going to take lulav on the second day anyhow. If it's open on filu mashu lechura, there's no inin to be machmir because even if it's open a little bit, because the whole psul would only pass on the first day. At the first day, even if you hold the psul as a psul of hadar, but the ones that say that it's aser, they're the ones that say that Hadar only passes 1 day. So when I chop all the shittas together and put together the shittas, we la my soul or machmer Hadar, or going to be machmer, it's a little bit schwer to take then all the shittas together, but frat that it's the most machmer shita of the 8 shittas, yesh lahin. Sif Dalet says that Mechaber says, lo yo olav zel gav ze, keder kol loven al zetach hazer, reishu zel megil ikir, shalama, Im reish zeh magi el ikir shelamala mimenu ad shenim tzikol shidur shalul b'chus abalim kosher. V'imein reish shal zeh magi el tzadik shal zeh oi she'ein lehar be'olin zel zeh el mikol tzad yitzi echol lamata samach leikri v'oil al reishay pasol. This, the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber talks about Solik b'chad hutza, and he talks about Sinei Har HaBarzel. Now it's interesting to note that the last sif also talks about Solik b'chad hutza. The different pshatim in Salak B'charutza. There's four pshatim really we saw in Salak B'charutza. Three that we brought down the Rishayin, and one brought down by the declaration of the Kolboy. Does the Salak B'charutza mean all the leaves are on one side? Doesn't mean that all the leaves are single, not double. Doesn't mean that there's one leaf that's on the bottom that goes up all the way to the top. And the Kolboy says, all the leaves are just perfect, except for the Tiyemis has just one leaf as opposed to two leaves. Now, how do we paskin? The Mechaber brings down all three of them. So, is he paskining that all three are problematic? Or is he paskining that, since we don't know, so you have to be a choshish like each one of them? What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, let's say you take all three of them. You have three different lulavim. If you could find such a lulav, please show it to me, that all the leaves are on one side. Or you have one leaf that's on the bottom and goes all the way to the top. You have to see such a thing. However, if you come by such a thing, you take three of these lulavim, each one, you take a different pirish in Salak Becharutza. Are you yetze or not? Says the Bikur Yaakov, yeah, you're yetze. It's a suffix, which one is Salak Becharutza? So if you took three of them, or you even took two of them, you for sure got one, which is not Salak Becharutza, it's kosher. However, like he says, there, Ayin Shom, he's being chelik on the Bach says, Lahedya, no, they're all nichlal and Salak Becharutza. Maybe they're all problematic, and you're not yetze with any of them. The Begur Yaskev says, L'shitasa, he says that even since it's not, each one is a Safik, Memela, on the second day of Yontif, which the whole din is only din Darabanan, Safik Darabanan L'kula, you can take whichever one you want. However, like the Bach, they're all possible, and Memela, you shouldn't be allowed to take them. Had we Paskin, so the Shari Tshuva over here, he actually talks about the case. He says, Shona Acha, so you are be Lulavim, Shatiyem, Shalahem, Itchilas, Briyasa, Lahoya, Ela, Ocher, Echod, he says, he brings down the Kolbe's case. He says there was a lot of lulavim that there was only the tiyemis was only one leaf. V'nimninu aleim upaslanu, we pasled them. V'nir lachshav b'shar yamim. V'imnis alav abeiz yamim rishenu b'shatul chakish lachshav yamim rishen. L'chatchila he's machmer l'maisa to be choishish on the first day. On the rest of the days he is mekel. So l'chur there is makan to be mekel on the rest of the days. However, I'd be hard pressed to come by such a lulav that is a salik b'charutza. However, there is maybe a case of Salak Becharutza which is not uncommon at all. What's that case? That case is the middle leaf. I sent out pictures of this as well. Sometimes the middle leaf, which is a double leaf, all leaves are double leaves on a regular lulav. Sometimes the middle leaf, one side of the leaf is a regular size, and the second side either doesn't reach the top of the first leaf, the first side. In other words, the two sides don't end at the same point. One is lower than the other one. The tiamis, the two sides of the tiamis, one is lower than the other. Or one is thinner than the other. Also common. One can be thinner than the next. The shaila is, do we consider this Salak Becharutza? Maybe we look at the leaf which is shorter as if it's not there. And memela is kilo as if there's only one leaf. So, I think the makar for this chumro is the Paiskis Manei to bring down from Rabbi Yashiv, who was married this Nekuda. And they said that it has to be that it's at least a little bit nicker. If it's only a millimeter or two shorter, one leaf than the next, then for sure you don't have to be machmer. However, if it is nicker, then there's makom to be machmer. If it's already a few millimeters down, it's already nicker at first sight, then one could be machmer for the shita. Rav Shlomo Zalman, he was madaik from the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that it's only dafka in a case where it's roiv. The leaf is not covered over. The Matzayin of Shulchan Aruch Harav in Tafresh Memeh Sifkatan Test Sif Test Im Mitchilas Briyasa Loihaya Roiv Olav Kfulin Lishnayim Biroiv Arkon. I raise the puzzle. He was talking about Roiv the leaves, but he says if Roiv the leaves are not Kofel Biroiv Arkon in Roiv of the length, then it's puzzle. So Lachuro, you can learn from Roiv the leaves to the Psul of Tiamis. It's also Mashma there in Sefiud. If you look at that they would have the same halacha. Mela, he said, as long as it's Roiv in length or Roiv in width, then it's Kasher. Lamaisa, with regard to Roiv in length, seems that a lot of people are Machmer for Rabbi Yashiv, that if it's nicker after a few millimeters, then they're Machmer. However, in width, it seems that they go through Shlomo Zalman, that it's totally in Roiv, as long as Roiv is covered over, then that is okay. Now, what is the psula of Salak Becharutza? Let's say you have such a lulav. So says the Mishnah Berurah, the psula of Salak Becharutza is a psula of hadar. He brings down atam b'chol zeh she'ene hadar. Whether it's the case of Tzinei Har Barzel or it's lulav that the there's one at the bottom and it goes all the way to the top, the psula is a psula of hadar. And l'chor b'shas atchak would be kosher, like we would say psula hadar. The Chazanish is Ma'ir, that L'chor, this is not a Psul of Hadar. This is much more than a Psul of Hadar. This is a Ufta. If the whole Lulav is not covered with leaves, like Tinei Har Barzel, then it's a Ufta. That's not a Lulav. A Lulav has to be covered with leaves. And Kinneri understands the same way with regard to if you have a leaf at the bottom, it goes up to the top. not covered with leaves. And not only that, the Mishnah Berurah himself, in the last sif, when he talks about that there's leaves only on one side of the lulav, which is another pshat in Salat B'charutza, he says, quotes the Ritva, "B'zeh vadei pasul kol shiva yamin." He says, that's for sure pasul mishiva kol yamin, like the Ritva says, because it's so begufay, that's mamish abal mum. As opposed to the other case, it could be, if you learn that it means that there's all the leaves, just they're not double, then that could be a psul of hadar. So the question is, how come all of a sudden Mishnah Berurah over here says that it's pashatim that the psul is a psul of hadar? And when he talked about Salat B'charutza, when they're all on one side, that's a psul of ufta. And I think, and the Chazon Ish says that they're all psul of ufta. So I think the pshat ha-pashut is that the Bir Halacha here in Sif Aleph, we saw, he understood, in Sif Beis, I'm sorry, the Bir Halacha said that as long as Rav, he brought up the Shulchan Aruch Harav, as long as Rav of the Shedra is covered with leaves, then it's not a problem. There's no psul of ufta. The Chazon Ish said no. Every spot of the lulav, of the shear of the lulav, has to be covered with leaves. If not, then it's already a problem with ufta. The Mela says, Mishnah Berurah, it could be that you have tzini harav barzel, and the lulav is not entirely covered, but rav it is covered. So too, if you have one leaf that goes from the bottom to the top, even if it's not covered 100%, rav is covered. That's not a problem. The only time that is considered ufta is when all the leaves are on one side, so you have an entire side of the leaf of the shedra which doesn't have leaves. That's a psul ufta. That's what he quotes before in the ritzvah. And maybe that's going to passel kol shiva. However, l'chura, the other case where you have all the leaves are double, and just the tiyemis is not double, like our case, where it's maybe not folded over entirely, that l'chura would be mitzadet, that would only be a psul hadar, b'shas tzchak, one would be able to be meko l'chura if you can't get any other lulav. Now, meaning the Indian, maybe we should leave it for the end, but the canary lulav, I sent out pictures also of this, is the canary lulav considered a different min, or is it not considered a different min? L'maisa, they come from the Canary Islands, and there's a bunch of different differences between them. The trunk is a lot thicker, and there's a lot more leaves on every lulav. And the ikker difference, I think, is that the dates are not roi l'achila. So Ramesha says they're not roi l'achila. It's vice versa, that's a different min, and therefore it's possible. Even though you don't have to have dates on your lulav tree, but since they could have dates, that's okay. As opposed to these, all the trees never have any dates where roi l'achila is a totally different min. You can't be yetzeh. And he has to take another lulav. The Shevet Levi doesn't go that far. He says that if you already mevarach on it, then don't make a brach on a different lulav. And Rishon Mazalman, Elif Hashem is brought down, it's also brought down in there's a whole sefer on this. He says that it's kosher afilu lechatchila. You're right, there's differences, but we don't find that these differences are mentioned anywhere in the Rishonim. There's 70 different types of palm trees, ukudeme, and we don't find any chilukim and memela, since they basically look the same. All hadassim don't look the same either, and they're all kosher, so too all aravas don't look the same. Mansi aravas, and Eretz Yisrael aravas, and mechulu. They're all aravas, they're kosher, so too over here, they're all hadassim and mutu lechatchila. Lamaisa, one shouldn't take one lechatchila lechera, to be chesh v'meshe, but the evidence that he did take and make a bracha, he should not make a new bracha, to be chesh for the other shitas. Sif hey, lulav ayavish. Lulav ayavish, the Mechaber says, lulav shiyavish reif olav, oy shedroi, pasul, v'shir yavish v'shir yavish v'shir yavish v'shir yavish v'shir yavish. We saw a bunch of different shitas in the Rishonim. Is it, what's the shir yavish? Is it 12 months? Or is it nifrech b'tzi poirin? Or is it kol ha'lech luchas, like the Balamor says? L'mais, the Mechaber pasul, like the Ravid, that it's totally in kol ha'mar yarkas. He says, if it's not, if it's green, then even if it feels dried out, if you soak it, it'll get back to itself. Now, I tried it this year. Baruch Hashem, we didn't burn our lulavim with the chametz this year, and I took my hadassim and lulav and aravos that were green still, and they're brittle as anything. You fold it and it just cracks in half, and Mamish makes 100 pieces of the aravos for sure. Hadassim crack in half, and I soaked them in water, and I stuck the bottom into a cup of water, and the top was still dry, so Kinira, the water didn't go up to the top. But I felt the ones in the bottom that were soaking in the water, they were still fresh. They were fresh. And I bent them, and they didn't crack. So I stuck the entire hadas and a rava hadas into the water, that the whole thing should be in the water. Came back a few days later, and they're all back to themselves. Tchir sameisa mamish. And exactly like the Rebbe said. They got back to themselves. And it happens to be that we planted a tree last year, a orange tree. And we took it out, we bought it, and we put it into the ground, and it came with a few oranges. After a few weeks, all the oranges were dying, and all they fell off the tree, and all the leaves fell off the tree. Kids, I don't know what was going on. We called up the guy that sold it to us, the nursery, and he says, if you want to know if it's dead, scratch away at the bark. If it's still green, then you know it's alive. If it's it just maybe it doesn't have enough water, which was the issue, doesn't have enough water. If it's black, he says, if it lost its color, then it's dead. That's what we did, and it was still green. And Baruch Hashem, it's still alive and kicking. That is the surefire way to know whether or not, says the Ravid, whether or not it's kosher, whether or not it's still it's yavish when it comes to trees. The Maisa, we don't find that if it is green that you are mechuyev to be sure of it. That's just a siman to know that if you go back. However, as long as it's green, it would still be kosher. Now, B'shas Atchak, what can you use a yulu of a yavish that I hope to be able to see in Siman Tafresh Mem Tes. Now, it's brought down over here, the Lulav Shev Shev Olav Oyshe Drasei Pasul. It doesn't talk about the Tiyemis. The Mishabur brings down from the Ravid that if the Tiyemis is yavish, then says the Ravid that pasuls, even though the rest of the leaves are lach. Says the Chazon Ish, no, if you look at the Ravid inside, you'll see that that's not the case. The Ravid said exactly fakert. He said that even if the rest of the leaves are dry, if the Tiyemis is lach, it's going to save it. However, just if all the trees are the leaves are lach and the Tiyemis is yavish, that is not going to pasul. Lamayis of the Mishnah Berurah is machmer. We have to see in Tafresh Mem Vav, it could be, we'll have a Giloy, it's exactly as she does in Mishnah Berurah. Lamayis over here, he says, Klar, that according to the Ravid, it's going to pasul. Now, how much pasul is in the Tiyemis? Like every other psul, Rubei Kikulay, Tafke Vitzroif. However, the grain brings down at the end of the Simen, the Ritva, the famous Ritva and Ran that we've been hearing again and again. By Nektam Reisha, he says, it passes a filu yesh lachash a filu benektem koshu. Why? Because asu reish halulav kichayit meishal esrik shu b'mashu. B'chein yirei mitzvah choshashin. B'chol she yavish legamri choshashin leikimu nektam. If it's yavish legamri, then we're choshashin kilu nektam, and nektam passes a filu b'mashu. Kum teis, A, B, B, C, l'chero. If nektam passes b'mashu, and yavish is like nektam, then yavish is going to passel b'mashu. Then b'meila, if you hold that tiyem is yavish passels, and yavish pasul b'mashu, that means you have to be very careful when you're picking out a lulav, and you look at the very tip of the lulav to see what color it is, and very often it's brown or white. Now if it's brown, what happens is, because it gets burnt by the sun, it's just straight up on the palm tree, straight in the middle of the palm tree, and very often the tip gets burnt by the sun, it turns brown. Or it's white, that means that it's kola yarkus, l'chor change colors, and that little bit, it's yavish. That's l'maisa how the briskers are noig, and they get green lulavim straight to the top. However, the Chazon Ish taina that no, even if you want to be machmer like the Shita, that if you're b'mashu, it's dafk if it's yavish legamri, that it's kilu nifrach b'tziperin. Then it's kilu, it's the lashon of the Ritva is kol she yavish legamri choshesh loy kilu nektam. Why is he telling me choshesh loy kilu nektam? Just say because it's reishesh lulav, so pasul b'mashu. Why don't you choshesh kilu nektam? It means it has to be so yavish that it's ki'ilu as if it's not there. It's the lashon of the Ritva of the Meiri when it talks about by Hadassim. He says a similar lashon. He says when it's nifach b'tziperin, it's yavish legamri have a kemisha enoi. So says the Chazon Ish, if that's what we're talking about, then it's only if it's mamish nifach b'tziperin, it's mamish dried out, it's brittle. You touch it, it's going to come apart. Then you have to be chesh for nektam. If it's just a little brown, a little white, it's not a problem. The chatchila mitzvah mina mufkar. That's how Shlomo Zalman goes. Awesome. Now even if you want to be, if it bothers you, l'maisa, Yesh la'ayin, can you paint it? And with this we'll end. Can you paint your lulav? You have a lulav which is a little bit dried out. Is there any problem to spray paint it like we did? I thought it looked, I tried it this year, it looked beautiful. When I sprayed it, it was a little neon green, but after it dried, it was beautiful. So the Shari Tshuva brings down, we saw the Shari Tshuva brings down from the Shavus Yaakov that says, Oysim ha'anoshim shetzivim lulaveim, that there should be Zachar Tzvi and Yerek HaChadosh. He says, it's not a problem. He says, not a problem about Tesef, Mechulu. He's not misyachas to the fact that, how did you just machshir your pasul lulav? He only talks about Tesef. So the truth is that L'chero, he's not talking about, his lashon is, Shehei nira kechadash, shehi hider. Shehi hider mitzvah. Ein bo mishum bal Tesef. It sounds like he's only talking about hider, he's not talking about being machshirit, if it was pasul and gansin. Even though at the end he says, his lashon is, Mishish le lulav lavan mutil letzevai. What does it mean, lavan? Lavan is pasul. You have to say lavan means biyachas to the green, that it's a lighter green, and he wants to make it a deep green. That's what he's talking about. But if it's mamish pasul, yesh la'ayin, if you could be machshir it, especially if you understand that it's dead. So it could be that that's what it's telling you. According to the rabbi that said a Yovish Eserig is just a simin when it, the, when it's white, that it's dead, and it can't get back to himself. So Loya Mesmihalu Kolek Yerushalmi says, so what does it help you to spray paint a dead guy? It doesn't make him alive anymore. Spray paint a dead lulav, it's not going to make him alive. And wherever, if the psul is a psul of Hadar, it just doesn't look so nice, then maybe you can be metadid, then in a Hanami, it's not a chasarin of Hadar. Even if you're going to be master, that we have to see. We'll see in the Be'er Heitav talks about in Simon Tofresh Memches what happens if the ukitz of an esrig falls out. So the halach is that it's puzzle. Says the Shari Tshuva from the Beis Yaakov that that's only in a case where you don't have the ukitz. But if you have the ukitz, just stick a pin in and stick it back together, and it's kosher v'yosher. It's not a problem. It'll be kosher. He says not on the first day, but at least on the second day, it'll be kosher. He says you're allowed to make a bracha on it. Once again, the Shmuz Yaakov here in Chelak Aleph Lamed Hey, he says no way. The psul is a psul of lekicha tama. It's not going to be a tama if you stick it together. That's not a chibur, an emes a chibur. Meaning it's not going to be lekicha tama. That's not going to be machshir. However, he only talks about lekicha tama. Al tzhadar, maybe we'll have to see when we can say it. Maybe it will be hadar if the whole chesaron is just that it doesn't look hadar. It could be that if you spray painted it in nechnam, it'll be hadar. Now we'll have to see all the psulim as we get to it. There's a sugya of bamikah psul. The Ramah talks about it in Tafresh Memtes, and it's talked about also in Esreg by cutting off chazazis. Be'ezer Hashem, that's the sugya. We'll see it more clearly over there. Be'ezer Hashem. Yashar Kuchachal.